suppose it would be considered as a den now, as most homes now have it as a den. They don't have a dining room, which would be like this. And the kitchen and the bedrooms are broken off from that. So that was a good factor. Most of the homes that I lived in were similar to that.
Did they have high ceilings?
Most of them were high ceilings.
How high were they, do you remember?
In dimension, I couldn't even say, but higher than this, and this is what, 14? I would say that's about 14 more, almost. No, not quite, that's about 12. They must have been about 15 or 18, sometimes 20, I know. Hard to keep that.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I noticed about it. It was hard to keep warm.
How'd you, well, you heated the place probably with the
fireplace and heated.
Yeah. The thing that the smoke went up to, what'd you call that?
In the smoke pipe?
Hmm.
And the chimney for the fireplace and thing.
Okay. And then the front part of the fireplace, you know, down. Did you ever hear a fireplace called anything else? Did you ever hear it called fire half?
No, I've heard it mentioned as a hood, though.
Okay. And then the things that they put the wood across.
Yeah, that's just what they used to call those things. What do they call them now? Fire dogs, I think they used to call those things fire dogs.
Okay.
When I was a boy.
Kind of wood they used to use to light up a fire with?
Well, that varied because it was like the easiest kind you could get to. But for like the major wood for burning was always oak. But there would be some sort of pine in it most of the time, you know, to get it started. Once it got going, then you would put the green wood on it, just the oak.
You have a kind of wood that would light up real fast.
Yeah, they call it lighter. I mean, that stuff is expensive now. Ooh.
Somebody
tell me that. Let's sell it down a fat man's
car. Oh, yeah?
A little bonus. Makes you sit on the summit if you start thinking about how easily you can get that stuff out in the country if you know what you're looking for. They call it light. I think they must call it kindling now. But all of my old folks used to call it lighter. Go out and cut some lighter, boy. Yes, sir, buddy.
When you have the fire going, that black stuff that. Then after the fire goes out, what's left in the bottom of the chimney?
Bottom of the chimney?
The bottom of the, not the bottom of the chimney, the bottom of the
fireplace. I know the coal and ashes.
Okay.
So the later years it becomes coal, but coal